I went to a marvelous party.
Max, most people don't even know the facts.
They
go with their gut.
Don't have enough depth to last for an entire season. Christopher, this is only going to work if we speak one at a time.
Fine. You first, Eric.
Live from the Sunset Strip in beautiful West Hollywood, California, it's The Dinner Party Show, the internet's first live comedy variety show with your hosts, New York Times best-selling authors, Christopher Rice.
Actually, there's a new study that confirms every other child you see on the street is a ghost.
And Eric Shaw Quinn.
I don't want to talk too much, but...
Okay, we're going to take up a collection for the stained glass window. Now we want the dirt.
Featuring reports from their largely unqualified staff of special correspondents.
Sex is like Christmas. It's the not knowing what you're going to get that makes it exciting.
New York is a giant trash island infested by has-been theater queens.
If we're really serious about cutting federal spending, the biggest waste of public funds I can think of is Congress.
Two snaps for Jesus!
The Dinner Party Show! Everyone gets served. Tonight's live cast is streaming to you live and for free through the dinnerpartyshow.com and our free mobile app. And now, direct from the kitchen by way of the...
Get out of my office!
It's your hosts, Christopher and Eric!
Good evening, and welcome to the Dinner Party Show, Finger Bowl of Advertising, offering our own special salute to the best in advertising. This year, the best fake advertising on the TDPS network vie for dubious recognition, valueless prizes, and your attention as they compete to be chosen this year's Finger Bowl winner. Here are your hosts, Christopher Rice and Eric Shaw Quinn.
Hi, I'm Christopher Rice.
And I'm Eric Shaw Quinn, and Christopher's talking like a sportscaster.
Because it's the occasion of the 2014 Finger Bowl here at the Dinner Party Show, which is our special program that we put together because the straight men who work on this show will not come into work on Super Bowl Sunday to do a live broadcast.
Yeah, that's it. It's all their fault.
It is their fault.
Because Christopher and I would just stay in here and work and work and work.
We do work.
We never want to take time off. Not Christopher and me. No siree, Bob.
I will have you know that I was here early to make the tea and to not put out the tea maker that you like to use.
Which means that he went to breakfast in the neighborhood and needed his own private bathroom.
That is sort of true, but not really. And we can talk about what you had to do in the bathroom earlier later in our broadcast. But first, let's tell our listeners and people who downloaded this show by mistake.
Everybody drink!
By mistake, because they were looking for that show on NPR. Let's tell them what we're doing today. Eric Shaw Quinn, what are we doing today?
I don't know, Christopher. You mean you want to talk about the Finger Bowl, or is there some other thing that we're up to?
Well, we're always up to something, but let's start by talking about the Finger Bowl. The Finger Bowl is our...
It's our second annual Finger Bowl. We actually did this last year, but it was really so early in the show. We had only been on for a couple of months, but we know that there's some sporting event that happens today.
I think it's High Lie. I think it's something having to do with High Lie and Miami Vice.
I saw it on Stephen Colbert. It's called Superb Owl.
Wait, what's that about?
The Superb Owl game. Yeah, there's apparently the NFL is a very litigious group of people. And they, if you've noticed, I hadn't noticed until Stephen pointed it out, but everything calls it like Ford is having the big game day sale. They don't actually say... Superb Owl. They don't actually say Super Bowl because apparently they'll get sued by the NFL. The NFL sues people about even using the name, and he showed all these different commercials, and so he was doing the Superb Owl.
The Superb Owl.
He just moved the one consonant over, and so instead of being Super Bowl, it was Superb Owl.
So we're doing the Finger Bowl, which is like the Super Bowl, but for fags.
Yeah, because what we think, I actually every year record the Super Bowl and then fast forward just between the commercials. I just watch the commercials. The football game doesn't really hold any interest
and
for me.
And I call you and ask you after the fact what the commercial for the big summer event movie was. Because the famous Independence Day commercial where they blew up the White House, that was a Super Bowl commercial.
Right.
And Armageddon, where they blew up New York with meteors pre-9/11, that was a Super Bowl commercial.
It's not PC to blow up New York with meteors anymore.
Anyway.
Or at least not to show it on the Super
Bowl. But let me also add here, just because let me backtrack on my own joke. There are plenty of gay people we know who are watching the Super Bowl. We're just not two of them.
There are plenty of gay people that we know who are at a party standing in the vicinity of television sets that are tuned to the Super Bowl while they suck back free margaritas and quesadillas.
I guess that's
and try
true.
And hit on the other gay boys who are there ignoring the game. Like, I don't know if anybody actually watches the Super Bowl.
They watch it for the halftime
eat
show.
Chips and
the
whatever.
Halftime show.
And we did go to Anne Rice's house when the Saints were playing.
That is
Super
true.
Well, I think if you have some skin in the game, it makes a difference. When the Saints were playing that one year, we went to Anne Rice's house, and literally there are pictures, we should repost them, of us leaping into the air over a football game. So if you actually care about the outcome and get involved in it, and it's an exciting game. My experience is the Super Bowl is often a terrible game.
I don't like football.
Like, one team comes to party, and they're just hungover when they hit the field, and so it's like 62-4, and like... How is that an interesting game? Like, wow, they won this in the first quarter. Do I have to keep watching?
I think you are going to make Brandon Griffith come apart in our control room. He's going to be very much involved with his fantasy football leagues and his friends who are angry, apparently, that Bruno Mars is the halftime show.
Yeah, that's really like, I don't know. I guess like they haven't been happy since Mick and Bruce Springsteen sang a duet.
Jesus Christ, when was that?
It was like 5 years ago. Like, I think Madonna and Beyonce. I mean, it's been... halftime's been pretty gay at the NFL for a while.
You know, Black Eyed Peas, I think, were the last halftime show I watched, and it was fun because they had glow sticks and things, but Black Eyed Peas are sort of like on the fence between gay and sort of straight Miami nightclub douchebag.
Yeah, I don't think that still works for the tailgater crowd. I think you've got to go full on rock and roll. I think you need Mick or Bruce or...
Yeah.
Somebody from that gang. Maybe they could bring in Motley Crue one year.
I would like to point out that we have still not told our listeners
Aerosmith,
what the Finger
Boston.
Bowl is. You're just going to rattle off bands for the rest of the show. We have still not told our listeners what the Finger
I'm
Bowl
so
is.
I'm so sorry, Christopher. Am I bothering you?
You're just doing,
I could
doing your shtick.
I could go out in the lobby and read a magazine
doing
until
your
you're
shtick.
Done.
Yes, absolutely. And then the listeners would know what the Finger Bowl is, which is that it is a competition in which we count down our very best in fake advertisements. And this year, what was different this year, Eric Jacquin?
I have to guess.
No, it was your idea. The people voted.
Oh,
we put the survey
online.
We
wanted to do it last year, but we just didn't have the time. That's what started to say. We were so new that we just had a couple of commercials, and so we just kind of faked our way through it. I'm sure no one out there noticed, and I'm sure we didn't mention it.
It was written about in all
actually,
the trades.
The party people actually nominated their favorite picks, and we put together a ballot. I think we need to do more of those ballots. I think that's fun. I think we ought to have a monthly vote about something.
I would like to encourage more people to vote. That's what I'd like to do.
We could have a ballot about voting.
We should have a ballot about...
Do you vote?
Do you vote? How would you like to vote? How would you like our ballot to look?
You know how they do those things on the news, like, you know, do you think that Nancy Grace should be hung by her thumbs? Yeah, vote yes by texting so-and-so. I think we should do... I think that would be a fun thing to do on the show more.
Yeah, like a texting vote. Yeah, that could be interesting.
Some kind of...
Yeah.
Anyway, so people voted, and we've actually tallied the results, and tonight is the exciting reveal.
Absolutely.
It's results night. Isn't that what they say on all those...
stupid reality shows that you don't watch? Yes, that is what they say.
That's why I had to ask.
We had three categories. Product you are most likely to buy, best all-around advertisement, and best public service announcement, because we do so much public service here at the Dinner Party
We're
Show.
All about service here
yeah,
at
we
the Dinner
really
Party
are.
Show.
Love and service.
Caviar service, cookie service,
tea
sandwich service, tea service.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's all about service here.
Absolutely. So what we're going to do is we're going to count down the three runners-up in each category, and we had some very big surprises in the voting. I will say that much.
Very exciting.
And then we'll reveal the winners. But first, there's something you want to talk about. What is this? It's not a war on Christmas,
well,
but it's a war
on something.
One of
the things that's completely forgotten about today is that today is Candlemas. Today is today is actually the conclusion of Christmas season. My Christmas lights are still up. The tree is long gone because it was a torch waiting to happen. And the Christmas village had to come down because I needed to be able to walk on the floor in my living room again. But the lights are still up and the season is still going on. And there are a whole series. There's Advent and then there's Epiphany and there's Candlemas and there's a whole series of events in and around the Christmas season. And there's also Christmas. But there's monsters at I think they're centered at the Fox Network.
Mm-hmm.
They've staged a war on Candlemas. Like they don't want you to say Happy Holidays, even though there are quite a number of holidays involved in the Christian calendar than the celebration of Christmas. They only want you to say Merry Christmas. That's the only holiday they will recognize, which I think is an attack on Christianity, headed by the Fox Network.
So what is Candlemas?
Candlemas is celebrating the presentation of Jesus at the temple.
Oh, okay.
And maybe
here's what I found when I looked up what Candlemas is. Candlemas is an influential Swedish doom metal band established in Stockholm in 1984 by bassist, songwriter, and band leader Leif Edling.
And I bet he's
drummer,
a Fox listener.
Mads Ekström. I don't know if Fox is even legal in Sweden. They're so liberal. So that's what I found. I'm glad that you were able to find the Wikipedia, although I was hoping to trap you with my bullshit Wikipedia entry, which I found, but you apparently did your own homework. Because you didn't trust me when you said, Christopher, go look up Candlemas on Wikipedia. And I was like,
well, you didn't actually tell me that you'd done it. If you'd said, oh, I've got an entry for Candlemas, I'll cover that.
I know how important Candlemas is to you now that you found out about it 4 weeks ago from the lady who cleans for you.
Absolutely. I was looking for an excuse to keep the lights up longer.
We'll just keep them up until Candlemas because she's a devout Catholic. I think it's great, though, that you're presenting like you have a Juris Doctorate in the Christmas season. And, you know, even
well,
you
I was really startled to learn this because they've made such a ridiculous fuss about this war on the most successful holiday in the history of mankind being, you know, that somehow it's being impinged upon by my liberal leanings. You know, like, yeah, have you been to my house at Christmas? anyway, so it occurred to me that they are actually the ones doing the war on the holidays.
They really are.
It really is Happy Holidays. It's a series of holidays and not just the one Mass, the one Christ Mass. There's also Candlemas and there's the Epiphany and there's the Advent and there's a whole series of holidays that go on for more than 2 months.
Right. Yeah, so there's a lot.
Almost 2 months.
There's a lot. Okay, well, I'm really glad that you were able to, you know, bring us back to Candlemas,
right?
Even though we've never been here before.
We're going to have to start a bigger movement here maybe next year on the war on Candlemas.
Abso-fucking-lutely. So now we're going to be bringing you the third runner-up in each category. And the categories, again, are Eric Sharquin.
Oh, I'm going to do the categories. I thought I was supposed to do the description of how we were giving the awards. The categories are Best Public Service Announcement.
Yes.
Product You Are Most Likely to Buy, because we've come up with some kind of amazing products over the years. And
I wouldn't go that far.
You know, I don't know that any of them are necessarily real, but some of them might be fun to have. There's some that I'd like to have, I can tell you that. And then best overall, best in show.
Absolutely. Best advertisement.
Best advertisement. And we're going to present them in flight. So we'll do all the third runner-ups, and then we'll come back to us a little bit, and then we'll do all the second runner-ups and all the first runner-ups, so that at the end of the show, we'll do all the winners together. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
And if it doesn't work, we'll do it different next year.
Hey, take it away, announcer man.
And now, the Dinner Party Show's 2014 Finger Bowl brings you the third runner-up in the category of Product You're Most Likely to Buy. And for this position, which isn't exactly last place, but pretty damn close, it's Child Mist.
Are you tired of other people's children? Multiple studies confirm
the likelihood of experiencing an infection or injury caused by someone else's child has tripled in the past year alone. Don't put yourself at the mercy of other people's indulgent parenting styles. Arm yourself with a bottle of new and improved Child Mist. From the makers of Wife Stoppers gum and No Libido chewing tobacco comes a brand new test animal approved product that will allow you to hold back the relentless onslaught of rugrats the next time you have to visit your sister. Whether it's your brother's colicky baby who won't stop screaming no matter how much he burps him, or your neighbor's six-year-old who won't stop asking you questions about dinosaurs even though you already told him 100 times you don't know anything about dinosaurs, Child Mist is there for you. Each spray bottle contains a possibly safe, entirely medicinal blend of 3 different herbally suggested volumes, which places the offending child in a light nap upon contact. Naps range from 3 to 7 hours in duration, and that means with just a few sprays of Child Mist, your Sunday evening family dinner can go from a drool-splattered episode of The Walking Dead to a placid Norman Rockwell painting with a lot of sleeping children in it. Child Mist. Try it today on your neighbor's dog. To find the location of an unauthorized dealer near you, send an email to jm@childmist.com and we'll tell you where to meet our guy who has the stuff. Child Mist. We'll knock them out until you've had a chance to get out.
What would the Dinner Party Show's 2014 Finger Bowl be without a little love and service? Coming in at 3rd place in the category of Best Public Service Announcement, we have relationship expert Jonelle Sams with her very special installment of Best Served Warm. The topic? Bed Death!
And now, Jonelle Sams for Best Served Warm. Part of the Dinner Party Show's public service commitment.
Hey, I'm Jonelle Sams, Dinner Party Show relationship consultant. You probably know me from my on-air homemade relationship advice column, but tonight on Best Served Warm, I'd like to take a moment to help raise your awareness of bed death. I was not aware of bed death until I overheard some of the girls from the softball team my husband coaches talking about it. I was curious, so when I got home from their annual arm wrestling and snake stomping fundraiser barbecue, I looked it up. I was living in a fool's paradise. Turns out, bed-related deaths claim the lives of most Americans. More people die in bed than anywhere else. We hear about marches for cancer, and bike rides for heart attacks, and dimes for birth defects, telethons for kidneys and such like, but no one is doing anything about the alarming number of people who die in bed each year. I'd like to offer a little common sense advice I got from my husband of 22 blissful years of marriage, Merle. Why not just sleep on the couch? That's what my Merle does most of the time, and he's fine. With the number of lives lost and families destroyed in bed each year, it just stands to reason that we can head off the trouble so many find between the sheets if we just stay out of the bedroom altogether. Until we know more about this silent, comfortable killer, we all just need to sleep in the den and avoid taking the risk of not knowing what's going to happen in bed. This is Jonelle Sams reminding you that avoiding bed-related death is just a lazy boy and chenille throwaway. And that's advice that's best served warm and cozy.
In the category of best all-around fake advertisement for the 2014 Finger Bowl, here at the Dinner Party Show, our 3rd runner-up is Gum to Florida.
What'll we do for vacation this year?
Are you tired of the same old vacation?
What about a cruise?
A cruise? You can get robbed and stranded just a few blocks from home. And if you don't want available bathroom facilities, just go to Starbucks.
New York?
pee on a space heater, leave the shower on all day.
Los Angeles.
It's a nice place to live, but you wouldn't want to visit.
I know, I'm just grasping at straws.
Looks like another staycation for us.
What about Florida?
Florida?
I know, it sounds crazy, but when was the last time you shot someone and got away with it?
We'd rather not say.
But in Florida, you can just kill someone and say you felt threatened and nobody cares.
What about that one woman who got sent to prison for 20 years for firing her gun in the air?
If she'd shot him, she could just have told people he deserved it and she wouldn't even have gotten a ticket for discharging a firearm in the city.
It sounds exciting.
Yeah, that's it. So, pack up your firearms and your ammunition and come to Florida or one of the 23 other states where we've seen to it that they have the same horrific stand your ground law that allows you to stalk people, shoot them, and then say you felt threatened by the person you were stalking and get away with it. This year, instead of going on another luxurious vacation, come spend time with the out-of-control boa constrictor population in Florida, a state so awful even Anita Bryant doesn't live here anymore.
What do you say, hon? Wanna go to Florida?
Are you planning to kill me?
I'm feeling a little threatened.
Come to Florida. It's the worst place ever. Brought to you by the National Rifle Association. Who says life is sacred?
Tired of dining alone? Enjoy the Dinner Party Show with friends. Like us on Facebook and become one of our party people. Then, during our live shows on Sundays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, you can join the conversation and post questions for Christopher, Eric, and their guests. During the week, drop in for tasty side dishes, show updates, and fun with the other party people. The Dinner Party Show. You are the life of our party.
The hell was that song? It was like a bunch of 8-year-olds on Red Bull.
Isn't it great? I think it actually is a bunch of 8-year-olds on Red Bull. That's everything is awesome. The theme from the new Lego movie, which premieres this week.
Lego movie,
yes.
I think you move.
I love that song. I think it is so incredibly stupid. I just love it. What's awesome? Everything. Everything is awesome. Yeah. It's sort it's of like it's they I think it was sung by the same people who do the theme song from Teen Titans.
How does that go?
Teen Titans. It's all in Japanese. I have no idea. I love it.
That was you doing a Japanese.
The only words they say in English that are the words Teen Titans, but they say it with a Japanese, definite Japanese sort of overall accent. Let's go with accent.
Welcome back to the Dinner Party Show. You're listening to the 2014 Finger Bowl when we are counting down our winners for the best fake advertisements we've done all year, as voted on by our party people.
The astonishing third runner-up winners. It was a lot of surprises in those categories.
I have to say, a lot of upsets. Best Served Warm came in third place for Best Served Announcement. That's Jonelle Sams talking about bed death.
Right. That was really a dark horse winner. That's from quite some... It's one of our very first.
It is.
Best Served Warm editions. And I don't think anybody really saw that coming, but the voting has been very interesting. A lot of sort of like with the Academy Awards, like that time Marissa Tomei won because somebody else who was really famous split the vote.
Is that what happened? Who were the famous people? Do you remember?
Well, I don't remember because we're live on the air and that would be interesting information.
Teen Titan,
but I know all about everything is awesome.
You know what's awesome? Everything. Okay, and the winner and the product you're most likely to buy, apparently we have a lot of tired and frustrated parents listening to the Dinner Party Show because that was Child Mist.
Which I really loved and which we actually had to put in the can for quite some while. We're not actually going to get into why, but it just didn't seem an appropriate thing to air for a while when we originally did it. And we loved the commercial, but we didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. So we waited a really long time until the idea of...
Spraying Valium in children's faces to make them go to sleep at holiday time.
Okay, so it's never really going to seem like a very nice commercial. It's a terrible idea, but in a wonderful sort of way.
In a wonderful, liberating sort of way if you're a parent or an uncle. In the category of best all-around fake advertisement for the 2014 Finger Bowl, the third runner-up was Come to Florida. I think that was an advertisement that tried to milk some tourism value out of the Trayvon Martin scandal.
Right? We're always very sensitive to those topics.
Well, we don't have a lot of patience for people who want to solve everything with a firearm. Let's just say that here on the Dinner Party Show. We're not big NRA fans, and we imagine if they have any idea who the fuck we are, they're not fans of us either.
Right. But yeah. Like, if it was up to me, nobody would have a gun. I know that we have the Second Amendment, so we're trying to be nice about it. But yes, it does seem a little extreme, like when every Sunday there's a new mall shooting in the country, that we couldn't maybe consider the possibility that maybe everyone doesn't need to be armed to the teeth. Jonelle would certainly not agree with me. You remember how that went?
She shot up that shopping mall down in Poison Creek, which is actually, we're going back to that mall next week, so I'm relieved that they actually let her do the show still after the shooting that she caused. Anyway, so those were our place. What do you call, they're not the winners of the third runner-up. They placed as third runner-up. I mean, you don't want to insult them.
You do win, place, and show. So those are the show, right?
Okay.
Aren't those the categories?
So our ads are like dogs, or our ads are like cats.
I guess so.
Not cats. There is actually such a thing as a cat show. I just found this out. I have to go to a cat show because I have to see what it is.
Okay,
and what happens.
These were the other candidates in the Oscar race when Marissa Tomei won. It was Vanessa Redgrave for Howard's End, Judy Davis for Husbands and Wives, Joan Plowright for Enchanted April,
and
Miranda Richardson for Damage. And they feel like that there were so many really high-end people in the race
that she won,
that it split the vote, and she actually ended up winning. Like, I still think her performance was great, and I guess that's how voting always goes. But I think we've had a sort of Marissa Tomei kind of voting thing here.
In the
Finger Bowl this
year.
Well,
I have to say, as the one who tabulated the votes and wrote this little outline, we have some major upsets coming in the second place category.
So we're
going to
call you Price.
Call me Price. Waterhouse. Fuck. I don't know.
Price, what the fuck?
Price, whatever the fuck, here at the Dinner Party Show. All right, so it's time to hear our second place. What did you just say? What's the terminology for second place?
Second place
Blazers.
Right, the people who place second.
Second place Blazers. It sounds like a walking marching band of older people in a Mardi Gras parade.
Those who placed are up next.
The second place Blazers. All right, take it away, announcer man.
The Dinner Party Show's 2014 Finger Bowl now brings you the second runner-up in the category of product you're most likely to buy. And for this coveted position, we have a tie between the intoxicating scents of Heartland Candles and the family-destroying fun of Draw Stop, Mom and Dad Sad Drunk.
Are you tired of playing charades every time you have a get-together? Are you sick of the same old board games that always ask you to roll the dice and pull another silly card? Worse, are you tired of playing a game for 30 minutes only to watch your entire family devolve into a bitter screaming fight about who may or may not have cheated? Well, the happy-go-lucky folks at Conflict-A-Fun Games have found a way for you to skip right to the fight and score the most points off it with their hot new game, Draw Stuff Mom and Dad Said Drunk.
Damn, kids, it's some of the worst things that ever happened to me. Is that cat real, or is my foot talking to the sofa?
Haha, draw that, kids. Draw Stuff Mom and Dad Said Drunk has a sophisticated scoring system that will keep players on their toes as it encourages them to furiously illustrate the most painful and inappropriate statements their parents ever made to them while under the influence.
You guys are just the last one standing, because I was too lazy to go back to the clinic after I found out I was pregnant.
Okay, that's probably too much for anyone to draw with a Sharpie, but the simple guidelines included in Draw Stuff Mom and Dad Said Drunk instruct players on how they can spend several weeks prior to gameplay dredging up the most painful things their parents ever said to them while drinking and printing those statements on brightly colored cards. Best yet, if your game lasts longer than 15 minutes, each player is allowed to phone our special helpline, where trained counselors are standing by to talk you down off the ledge. Draw Stuff Mom and Dad Said Drunk. It's charades without the denial.
Are you tired of all those fancy frou-frou candles that make your home smell like some weird place that Europeans might visit? Tired of scented candles with hard-to-pronounce names and flowers you've never heard of as their base fragrance? Well, the folks at Arresting Home Aromatics have finally come up with a solution for you, their new Heartland Candles line.
Cheryl and I had some friends over the other night for BBQ, and, well, we'd forgotten to prepare anything for a side dish, so we lit one of them Frito pie candles, and it was just like everyone had had a side dish after all.
I'm not much for strong perfumes, but I do love to garden, and that's why my favorite of the Heartland candles is Rake. It smells just like grass. The legal kind, not the smoking and making you walk out on your kids kind.
Subtle, unassuming, of the home, not French. These are just a few of the superlatives customers have piled on our Heartland candles. Some of our intoxicating scents include Eggo Breakfast, New Baby Smell, Double Wide Breeze, Strawberry Daiquiri with Mint, Chimney, Downtown Atlanta, Black Lady, Motorcycle, Sarah Palin, and Tanqueray. We invite you to go home again without ever leaving your home to begin with. Whether or not you aim to stoke the flames of a romantic evening with our fancy coconut sunscreen tea candles, or just cover up the smell of a dead rat in your wall with one of our industrial-strength propane springs pillars, light a Heartland candle tonight and let the smells of your life light up everyone else's.
And because no internet radio show is complete without the pretense of public service, the Dinner Party Show's 2014 Finger Bowl brings you the second runner-up in the category of Best Public Service Announcement. And here we have another tie. Coming in neck and neck for second place, it's the folks who want to keep sick kids safe over at the Name Drop Foundation. And a special installment of Best Served Warm featuring who else but Honey Boo Boo!
And now, in keeping with the Dinner Party Show's commitment to community enrichment, it's time for another in our ongoing series of public service announcements featuring the people who make the Dinner Party Show what it is. Best Served Warm.
Good evening. I'm Honey Boo Boo. Millions of you know me as the portly and crass little girl who went from being a sideshow on toddlers and tiaras to an emblem of everything that makes people feel superior to the American South. I'd just like to assure you that I am, in fact, an actress. My name is Lena Fitzgerald, I'm 37 years old, and I graduated from Juilliard. And just like the actor Emmanuel Lewis, I've remained incredibly short into my adulthood without any reasonable medical explanation. All this is to say that for those of you who may be distressed by the depictions of small-town Southern life on display in Here Comes Honey Boo Boo, rest assured the show is entirely fake and scripted by a room full of gay men in Hollywood who all escaped from the Deep South at a pivotal age and harbor a deep, simmering resentment of the place. Rest assured, when the actresses who play my sisters and I are done pretending to birth 11-fingered babies, or pretending that lathering ourselves in margarine and pushing ourselves around the kitchen was actually our idea, or whatever other tomfoolery plays to your base prejudices about those who live below the Mason-Dixon line, we retire to our residential apartments and spend our evenings enjoying masterpiece mystery and discussing the latest style choices of Michelle Obama. So remember, if something on television seems too wretched to be true, it mostly likely is. I'm Honey Boo Boo, and this is Best Served Warm.
It's terrible when illness or tragedy strikes in the life of a young child.
But it's even worse when that same child is subjected to the self-promotion of a has-been celebrity desperate to convince their viewing public of what a good human being they are. At the Name Drop Foundation, we work to prevent celebrities from using young people afflicted by illness and tragedy as part of their manipulative public relations strategies.
The people from the Name Drop Foundation were a godsend, literally. Before they placed armed guards outside Susanna's hospital room, the barrage of stand-up comedians was literally endless. I mean, I didn't know who most of them were. My husband said he'd seen some of them on Love Boat, or maybe it was Match Game PM. I'm not sure. The point is that the Name Drop Foundation brought us an end to all of that so that our daughter could get some rest.
My country is torn apart by famine and war, and we ask for aid from the world, and instead we get Lady, who has sitcom on many years ago. I never see because I never own TV. And she come and touch our head and smile and cry a little, and then she leave, and the helicopter that take her away blows away half our market. I don't want this Lady come anymore. I need help from Name Drop Foundation.
Young people in crisis need our love and support, but what they don't need are self-obsessed celebrities using them as publicity ploys while doing almost nothing to address the underlying causes of their potentially fatal crisis. The Name Drop Foundation has used cutting-edge statistics to document the disruptions to hospital functioning and transportation networks that celebrities cause almost everywhere they go. In the past year, we brought an end to the danger caused by celebrities who attempt to make balloon animals even though they have no idea how, and end up injuring themselves and demanding the immediate medical attention of nurses whose primary job is to deliver chemotherapy to cancer patients. Our early warning network identifies those celebrities with arrests and convictions for drunk driving, spousal abuse, public sex, and anti-Semitism. In other words, those very celebrities whose reckless desire to visit sick and tragedy-afflicted children may be motivated by rapacious self-interest. So visit our website today and learn how you can become part of our Celebrity Deterrent Helper Network, the Name Drop Foundation, giving kids a chance by getting celebrities out of their way.
The Dinner Party Show's 2014 Finger Bowl now brings you the second runner-up in the highly competitive category of Best Ad Overall. Coming in, not quite last, but not quite first, it's Find-A-Troll.
Do you love the sense of connection you get from social media?
I can't wait for all of my friends to see this video of me and my dance recital.
But do you hate being connected to people who only want to hurt your feelings?
Look at this stupid bitch. Stupid dance recital video. I'm gonna post a comment. You look like a dumb whore. I hate your whore face. Go do whore things instead of dancing, cause you suck.
Oh my God, who is this guy? Why are people so mean?
We're not quite sure, young lady. What we are sure of is that nice people like you have gone long enough putting up with the kind of hate speech that defines so much of internet communications. That's why we've developed Find-A-Troll.
Wait, what?
I said Find-A-Troll.
Find? What do you mean,
Utilizing the latest global positioning software made popular by mobile dating apps, Find-A-Troll uses firewall-busting technology to pinpoint the exact location of the jerk who just verbally abused you by way of an anonymous blog post or a fake profile.
Wait.
Then Find-A-Troll unleashes a mole that takes control of all the electrical systems and local data networks at the target's exact location.
Why is it dark?
Ow, my computer's on fire, help! Everywhere I look, there are blue sparks!
Featuring the creative brain power of the Hollywood writers who devised the death scenes in the most recent Final Destination film, Find a Troll creates a literal living nightmare in the immediate vicinity of the internet troll in question, rendering them as powerless and humiliated as you felt when you read their hateful comments.
Why is my dishwasher coming towards me?
I don't know. Isn't this kind of mean?
Don't worry. Find a Troll simultaneously uses an international routing system to place untraceable phone calls to all the local emergency services near the target's location. Calls which significantly increase the target's chances of escaping their home before it becomes a smoking ruin.
Yeah, but what about their neighbors?
Don't overthink this, young lady. The internet is a jungle. Do you want to be predator or prey?
Oh my God, I'll just stop posting stuff online.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
I guess you're right. Where do I sign up?
Find a Troll. Don't let all those hateful comments go unanswered.
Who's the whore face now, Troll?
Please, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Please make it stop.
The Dinner Party Show with Christopher Rice and Eric Shaw Quinn. We'll be the judge of that.
Welcome back to The Dinner Party Show. I'm Christopher Rice.
And I'm Eric Shaw Quinn. And this is the 2014 Finger Bowl coverage. And wow.
I know. Two ties
what
in the second
category.
Place category.
I'm telling you.
Absolutely. We had a tie for best public service announcement between an advertisement for an organization called the Name Drop Foundation, which protects sick kids from self-promoting celebrities.
Oh, if only.
And it was tied with a Best Served Warm, one of our special PSAs from Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah, it was really interesting to hear what her voice actually sounds
it
like.
It really was.
I would not have guessed that.
It turns out she is actually a classically trained actress from the United Kingdom.
Yeah, I hear she's doing Shakespeare in the Park this year.
Absolutely. Shakespeare in the Park with a hometown buffet.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sponsored by Hometown Buffet. And I think it's a park in Selma, Alabama.
Absolutely. And in the category of product you're most likely to buy, another tie between Draw Stuff, Mom and Dad Said Drunk. I mean, how can you beat that?
Right?
What a board game, huh?
I'm telling you, I'd buy a copy.
And Heartland Candles, one of our classics.
Oh, that is one of the oldest. That may be the oldest spot.
That was on our first show.
That was, yeah.
That,
and
it's
still,
that
it is
show.
Still a favorite. I really am crazy about that. That particular ad.
So I can't say I'm necessarily surprised that any of the individual sketches placed, but I am surprised about the two ties. I thought that was interesting. I am surprised about the Name Drop Foundation. I thought that was sort
surprised.
Of a throwaway ad.
I'm also surprised that who was the third? Like, aren't there three?
Well, best ad. Oh, did I miss? Yeah, I skipped over best ad. Was actually Find a Troll,
right? Which I would have thought would have won the whole competition.
Find a Troll was one of those ads that we posted out on our various social media platforms, and it didn't exactly go viral, but it went bigger than most of our ads ever
right.
go.
And I really thought
because
it's
it
really
tapped into something that we all deal with on the internet,
everybody
which is assholes.
Is so tired of having stupid jerks to deal with on the internet, like. Yeah, maybe this year as our New Year's resolution, we could try not being jerks to each other. Just a thought,
absolutely.
Howard Stern. I'm
absolutely.
Talking to you.
Absolutely. All right, so those were the second place placers, we agree. They placed at
the
second
placers.
Place. We're trying to familiarize ourselves with dog show / beauty pageant terminology.
The Highland Park Placers.
Highland Park Placers. And now it's time
it's the
to
big
reveal
moment.
The winners in each category. And again, if you are drunk because you're also watching the Super Bowl, oh no, the Superior Owl, excuse me.
The Superb Owl.
The Superb Owl. We're not allowed to, the NFL doesn't allow us to use the term Super Bowl. If you're drunk, let's remind you that the best categories are best public service announcement, product you're most likely to buy, and best all-around advertisement. Take it away, announcer man.
And now, in the category of product you're most likely to buy, the winner of the coveted Golden Finger for the Dinner Party Show's 2014 Finger Bowl is Schadenfreude Ice Cream!
Is your dessert missing a certain smug satisfaction? Do you feel superior because you're getting dessert while others must do without? Or are you just eating your cake and ice cream judgment-free? Well, your worries are here at last. You can have your cake, and mine too, with new Schadenfreude ice cream. It's the unjust dessert that offers you the hollow satisfaction you love and the empty calories you crave. Each yummy mouthful is filled with rich, delicious satisfactoids, the very same chemical your brain produces when you watch the expression on the face of a hateful conservative politician's haughty wife while he confesses to buggering his page and best friend's son while sponsoring anti-gay legislation. Luxuriate in decadent flavors like glass strawberry, hard rocky road, and humbleberry pie. Why just have dessert when you can feel better about your crappy life? Every tasty bowl of Schadenfreude will make you feel just like you're looking down on someone you've always secretly wished ill. Schadenfreude ice cream, finally the unjust dessert that offers you true satisfaction.
And now, in the category of best public service announcement, the winner of the coveted Golden Finger for the Dinner Party Show's 2014 Finger Bowl is another tie! This tie between a special installment of Best Served Warm featuring critic at large Jordan Ampersand and a particularly draggy edition of Pedestrian of the Week!
And now, in keeping with the Dinner Party Show's commitment to community enrichment, it's time for another in our ongoing series of public service announcements featuring the people who make the Dinner Party Show what it is. Best Served Warm.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jordan Ampersand, and this is Best Served Warm. Are you not hot? It's okay. Other people are not hot, too. And there are lots of things not hot people can do to make themselves feel better about themselves, like getting a job as a lawyer who's not on television or living on the East Coast. But just remember, don't be mean to hot people just because you're not one of them. And if you're out on a date with someone who's hot, don't make fun of them just because they got confused about how evolution really works. That's not cool, and it doesn't make you hot too. It just makes you bitter and old. So remember, there are lots of things not hot people can do to contribute to the world, and being a smartass isn't one of them. I'm Jordan Ampersand, and this was Best Served Warm.
Pedestrian of the Week!
Periodically, we at the Dinner Party Show like to take a moment to recognize the pedestrian who best exemplifies the struggle between man, car, and the sense of entitlement that makes the contest interesting. This week's Dinner Party Show Pedestrian of the Week is the drag queen in the electric wheelchair who drove into the crosswalk, against the light, and into oncoming traffic, based not on the light, but on the timing for her best dramatic exit after delivering her Touch Pearls parting words at the Starbucks on the corner of Santa Monica and Robertson. No one hit her, but it was far from certain. Either way, with the car horns, screams, and the shower of expletives, it made for an unforgettable exit. Our tiaras are off to you, Wheelerella. We are glad that for the moment, the title of the Dinner Party Show's Pedestrian of the Week isn't being awarded posthumously.
And now, in the category of Best Ad Overall, the winner of the coveted Golden Finger for the Dinner Party Show's 2014 Finger Bowl is Personality Disorder Detective Agency!
Are you crazy?
Yes I am.
Coming this spring to USA, the network that crossed the line on quirky detectives so long ago we can't even see it from here or remember exactly when it was we crossed it, comes a new detective show that frankly even we think is a bit much.
You are insane!
You say that like it's a bad thing.
She's a paranoid schizophrenic.
What do you mean I'm taking it too personally? No, I'm not. Oh, yes, you are. Would you like something to drink?
No, thanks. He's so OCD, he gets on Tony Shalhoub's nerves.
Okay, first we'll talk to the widow.
No. First we should alphabetize these files on the case. Nah, strike that. We should catalog the evidence. Nah, I better wash my hands. That's it. First we should sanitize the doorknob so I can go wash my hands before we decide what to do first.
He's a compulsive liar.
I regret to have to inform you that your husband has been murdered.
What? Oh, God, no. Who would do this?
Do what?
Murder my husband.
Your husband has been murdered?
You just told me he'd been murdered.
No, I didn't.
She's a sexual compulsive.
I know it would make you feel better.
What are you doing?
Grief counseling.
With your hand down my blouse?
You're in shock. Your husband was just murdered.
I did not say that.
Don't touch me. Your hands are filthy.
Did someone say filthy?
I did.
Stop accusing me of things I don't remember doing. No, I don't. If I say that again, I'll kill you. Coffee, anyone?
At the USA Network, our slogan is characters welcome, but maybe we should consider locking that door. For now, don't miss our latest Twitch fest, Personality Disorder Detective Agency, coming this spring to USA.
How hot is that coffee?
Don't touch me!
Only 6 episodes left until the spring season finale, and coming in June, the summer season premiere of Personality Disorder Detective Agency on the USA Network. Characters welcome. Coming next fall, stories.
Welcome back to the Dinner Party Show. I'm Christopher Rice.
And I'm Eric Shaw Quinn, and this is the Finger Bowl!
The 2014 Finger Bowl, where we celebrate the best of our totally fake and ludicrous advertisements from sponsors who don't actually exist, as voted on by our loyal party people.
Who do exist.
They do exist, and thank God, because we need them.
Right?
I was pretty shocked. We had some upsets in the winners.
Only one tie in this category, but still in the winners.
Absolutely.
But still. All the ties were astonishing, and the winners were not who I would have handicapped for the race. They're certainly great. Personality Disorder Detective Agency for
best all around that. I know. That was a shock.
Quite a shock. We loved that commercial around here. I just didn't know people were aware of it.
It was a bitch to record. I don't know if people knew.
There's a lot going on with just the two actors. And yeah, that award is maybe for Brandon.
I know, right? Brandon Griffith, our sound genius. The reason we're not in studio doing a live show right now, because he's watching the Super Bowl and eating wings. Like most of America, he does an amazing job on these sketches that we just write and imagine being put together quite easily here in the studio.
Oh, my God. Sometimes we don't even know what we're talking about. We just go, yeah, do something here.
I mean, really. Like, there's some shit we just pull out of our asses.
The drag queen
listen,
bus ride.
I think that's
was...
more, I think, in my universe, an 18-wheeler driving down the LA River just with drag queen saying bitch, bitch, and girl, girl, girl over and over again on the top of it, that seems pretty normal to me. I mean, Brandon didn't have a hard time with it. Did you, Brandon?
Brandon did a really...
He's shaking his head no. He didn't
have
a hard
time. But it was like, but you didn't have a concept. That was entirely...
My concept was that Jordan Ampersand jumped off a bridge, and this is how Fitzpatrick saved him. I don't see what's confusing about this concept. I think it's how drag queens would save somebody who was going to kill themselves in the LA River.
I'm sure drag queens would have nothing to say about that, so let's ask them.
Let's ask our drag listeners. So I was not... given
or
how many,
Justin Bieber.
Given how many... right.
Who's the new drag...
Given how many ties we had previously, I wasn't surprised that there was also a tie in the winners, but I was surprised by one of the tiers, or tiees, as we should say. Best Served Warm from Jordan Ampersand, Not Hot, a classic sketch.
Right, and Jordan, such a popular character on the show, whether I like it or not.
But he tied with Pedestrian of the Week, Drag Queen Edition.
Drag queens just keep coming up today.
We love drag queens.
I think that it's the reality of those, because all Pedestrian of the Weeks are actually traffic encounters that I have actually personally had. Mm-hmm. So we're recognizing real people. I think that's important to people. The heroes, pedestrians of the greater Los Angeles area.
The self-involved jackasses that wander out in front of your car and then expect you not to hit them even though they're not paying attention.
Or who drive their wheelchairs into oncoming traffic as a punctuation to
Eric's getting verklempt. Eric's getting choked up when he talks about
I really am. I'm so touched.
He so loves his Pedestrians of the Week.
yeah, it was a pretty great pedestrian of the week. But again, it was
a shock that it won
pedestrian of the week. That would have been the top choice. Yeah, it was. It's been quite the one that was no surprise at all. Schadenfreude ice cream.
Nope, no surprise at all.
Yeah, like there are some products I might would like more, but God, I don't know that we did many commercials that were better than that one.
But the biggest surprise of all, hands down, overall winner, Personality Detective.
Yeah, that was the big upset for the night. So it's been an evening of astonishing ties, an amazing number of ties, and really amazing upsets at the second annual Finger Bowl.
I completely
This is going to be
agree.
An exciting annual event. I'm almost looking forward to next year's already.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to have to write some new commercials.
We're going to have to write some new commercials. Well, you know, maybe the vendors down at the Poison Creek Mall will have some new commercials
for us. Well, you know,
we
didn't. They do always have their sponsorship there, and maybe there's a – yeah, maybe – maybe, and maybe Jordan will have to raise some advertisers for his particular brand of whatever the hell it is that he does.
Well, as we found out on the last edition in the pilot episode of the Jordan Ampersand Experience, which involved Jordan taking over briefly your apartment building, Villa Hasbeno.
To take over.
Absolutely. He's been sentenced to some kind of community service at West Hollywood
Pastenso.
City Hall.
Pastenso. It is Villa Pastenso.
Pastenso. Okay. Not has been.
That's really mean spirited.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
It's an Italianate villa.
Is it
the
really?
Villa Pastenso?
Okay, all right. The Villa Pastenso.
Uh huh.
I bet it's what is it? California Tuscan? What's that architectural thing that doesn't actually fucking exist? That's everywhere.
And
that
our friend Ted Johnson hates with every fiber of his being.
Anyway, the Jordan Ampersand Experience, which is available for download in our show archive and on iTunes and on Stitcher and on TuneIn, left...
Jordan Ampersand Experience, you can't get away from it.
And in your mama. And in your mama's casserole dish. The Jordan Ampersand Experience is available. And so, yes, Jordan has some community service hours to fulfill for the city of West Hollywood. And so we'll find out whether or not that gives us an excuse to write some bullshit commercials around the next episode.
We'll just have to see what we get up to around here. We might not even remember we said any of this.
We don't remember
tomorrow.
Shit. Well, Eric and I have whole meetings about this show that neither one of us can remember any of.
And then we have subsequent meetings where we sit and try and remember what we did at the last meeting.
I'm taking notes and I'm sending you notes after every meeting.
And we
now.
Say this frequently too.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's really exciting.
Well, this has been our 2014 Finger Bowl. I'm Christopher Rice.
Very exciting. And I'm Eric Shaw Quinn.
And next week we will have, as we said earlier, live from Poison Creek, special Valentine's Day edition.
Right, a Valentine's from Poison Creek.
With Miss Jonelle Sams. But until then, I'm Christopher Rice.
And I'm still Eric Shaw Quinn, and thank you so much for listening. Happy Superb Owl Day.
Ball. Bunch of overgrown monsters manhandling each other.